Like all great comedians, Tig Notaro started out small, at open mics in coffee shops and one-nighters in Holiday Inn lounges.
I remember this saloon in Montana. I was standing in a corner with a dusty disco ball above my head, and I think there was a man with a look of Santa Claus on his day off sitting at the bar while I told well, I told him what I thought was funny, and based on his response, I don't think he agreed.
Her comedy took her out of the saloons and onto larger stages in front of devoted fans. Now she's the subject of a new Netflix documentary titled Tig, out this week. In the film, Notaro searches for a sense of humor amid devastating news.
In 2012, I had had pneumonia, and then I contracted this potentially deadly disease called C. diff, and was hospitalized. And when I finally got out of the hospital, my mother tripped and hit her head in a freak accident and died. And then I went through a breakup after her funeral, and then I was diagnosed with cancer.
Days after her diagnosis, Notaro was scheduled to perform a stand-up routine at the Largo Theater in Los Angeles. She wanted to cancel, but she went on stage anyway. That show became legendary. It was her big break.
I had invited my friends Ed Helms and Louis C.K. and Mary Lynn Ricegove and Bill Burr to all perform, and they didn't think it was anything other than a typical show. And I went out on stage and talked about everything I was going through.
I have cancer. How are you? Hi, how are you? Is everybody having a good time? I have cancer. How are you?
When I hear it played back, I can hear the nerves in my voice, and my voice is very shaky. I was very fragile and vulnerable at that time, and I also was not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings. I just didn't like that moment where people didn't know yet that I had cancer.
It's going to be okay. It might not be okay, but I'm just saying.
I guess halfway through the show, I had this feeling of, I think this might be a really special moment, and I think that it's going okay.
You know what it is? I'm a drama queen. I almost died from C. diff, or my mother just died, or I just went through a breakup, or I have cancer. I'm like, God, I sound so dramatic. Tig, relax. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is really happening.
I would have felt dishonest or inauthentic, I think, if I was on stage just talking about, just observing life in general from afar. That wasn't where I was. I was very ill. My pants were falling off of me. I was so skeletal at the time. And the people there were really tremendous.
Anyway, thanks so much for coming. You guys are amazing.
That ended up becoming an album, which ended up becoming number one around the world and nominated for a Grammy. And it definitely was a big break. It was a weird break. As much as it was big, it was a weird one. You don't know what's around the corner, and it could be a cancer diagnosis or a breakup, a Grammy nomination, you know, falling in love. Whether it's good or bad, in my personal life, my career, I feel okay. Nothing's going to make or break me.
Comedian Tig Notaro. The Netflix documentary Tig is out now. We want to hear about your big break. Send us an email, mybigbreak@npr.org.